DW.
It could be paradise. On the Caribbean island of Roatan in Honduras, a sandy beach stretches as far as the eye can see. But instead of paradise, it's a waste dump. The beach is covered in trash, from plastic bags and bottles to old clothes and even plastic chairs. Laura Leva is a marine biologist. She has seen a good deal of plastic pollution pile up.
Growing up in Honduras, I did see how it increased. The last 10 years, I've seen like more plastic on the shores everywhere. The only places that are clean is because it's a resort and they actively clean it, but around it, it's full of trash and it's sad.
The trash originates from Roatan itself, from other islands around, and even from the mainland. Highly polluted Motagua River in Honduras and Guatemala serves as a dump site for many communities, and when it rains, all the trash is washed into the ocean. Part of it ends up here. Because most of it's plastic, it doesn't decompose. It will lie here forever. Unless...
We're going to start the cleanup, all right? We're going to start over there. Do you see the line, the deck? You guys ready? You got your hats, you got your suntan, you got your water. Good luck.
A few hundred people from all over the world have gathered at this beach to pick up all the trash by hand and to bring back paradise. The volunteers head off with large garbage bags, trying to pick up everything they can find. These two women finally grasp the ugly reality of the word plastic pollution.
Plastic bags, shampoo bottle, or something like this. Soft drinks, laundry bottle, everything. Toys, children toys. Everything from everything.
I don't know, it's just crazy to see all this beauty and then so much trash.
This cleanup was organized by SodaStream, a company headquartered in Israel. As a new green marketing strategy, they say they want to join the fight against plastic pollution, thus of course hyping the products they sell, soda makers and multi-use plastic bottles. Some would call it greenwashing. Local NGOs have grabbed the opportunity of this PR circus, though, to raise awareness for the problem among local communities. Pretty soon, the trash starts to disappear, but the waves will deliver more soon. Here's marine biologist Laura Leva again.
Yeah, when we arrived yesterday, you saw there were some girls and some boys with this vest, and they work from Monday to Friday, and they pick up trash for 4 hours every day. But one girl told me, like, yeah, one day we picked up so much trash, and we left it, like, really clean, and then it rained, and the next day it was full of plastic bottles.
So does it make sense to pick up all the stuff anyway? Not really, says Maria Westerbos, director of the NGO Plastic Soup Foundation. She came to Honduras from the Netherlands to see what plastic pollution is like in this part of the world. Instead of joining in, she focuses on watching others.
In a cleanup like this one, I want people to take photos of everything they find, so that we can investigate where it's coming from. Just picking up trash is pretty useless. Generating data is important.
According to Maria, the only reasonable thing to do is stopping the trash current at its source by preventing plastics from entering the ocean in the first place. This can only be achieved when plastic producers are held to account, she says. Cleanups can remove only a very small part of what's out there anyway. But still, researchers say picking up plastics can still prevent those particular pieces from ending up in the bellies of seabirds. And it prevents those pieces from breaking down into microplastics, polluting the ocean for generations to come. Laura supports cleanups for yet another reason.
It does make a difference because the people start to think about it, so it's in their conscience. So I think by changing the way they perceive, that's how it will make a difference. Because cleaning up like the little bits, I think it's, sadly, it's like almost impossible now. But we can stop producing more, and I think we're still in time.
Psychologists are still unsure of what effect cleanups have on people's minds. There is a possibility that it makes people feel they have paid their debts and can continue with their lifestyle, using plastic bags and one-use plastic cups. But it can also lead to so-called behavioral spillover. That means that if you volunteer to help with a cleanup, you are more willing to change other things as well.
Yeah, yeah.
U.S. artist Chris Jordan is the maker of the movie Albatross. He spent several months on a remote island in the Pacific Ocean with a colony of albatross. His pictures went around the world, showing how these wonderful birds die from too much plastic in their bellies. Chris says the problem has become much too big for any one of us to really make a difference.
It's this systemic problem with 1,000 different causes, and they all need to be addressed as a system. And telling individual people that they can make a difference by not using plastic straws is, to me, it is a testament to disempowerment. It reinforces people's feeling of being disempowered, because we all know it's a lie. And we all sort of induce each other to live in that lie so that we don't have to make the deeper changes that we're afraid of.
Telling ourselves that we are saving the world with a cleanup is just one part of this big lie. So, should we leave the trash where it is to remind us of change that needs to come? Absolutely not, says Chris. We should just be realistic about what we do.
When we do something like a beach cleanup, I think it's a real mistake to pretend we're saving the world. I think each of us needs to let go of making a difference. We should clean up beaches because it's just the right thing to do.
But is it? Some researchers are beginning to doubt even that, saying that cleanups might harm invertebrate communities that are important for the ecosystem. At the beach on the island of Roatan, a bus of school children is arriving. Local schools have joined in the event, and hundreds of kids start to pick up trash together with those strange foreigners who have come from so far away. Before they start, Laura is giving them a short introduction on plastic pollution.
So I just talk about how microplastic breaks down and what it does, like about the bioaccumulation, like fish eating on it, especially single-use plastic that you don't really need. And I think they will remember, hopefully. I told them, like, you're the ones who can make a difference because you're like the next generation, so.
While the kids head off to pick up more trash, Laura feels a bit more optimistic. Change will come. She is sure of it.
DW.